This week on One Crazy Story, comedian Corey Letarski joins me to talk about the time he got arrested for drunk driving.
He was like, it was stupid. This is why it's my fault that I got a DUI, because I was so drunk that I couldn't, like, lie or make any excuse. Like, he was like, how'd you get here? I was like, I drove. Yeah. I feel like I should start off by saying that I basically parked my car on some train tracks. That's what happened. And then I'll just kind of I'll backtrack.
Okay. All right.
On that. All right. So I have to describe the position that my car was in. It was like there was a building. I think it was a dorm room, and then there was a train tracks. So there's like a ditch on either side,
mm-hmm.
and there's a fence, right? I drove a Jimmy, so it was mm-hmm. like half the front two tires were right over the first track, and the rest of the car was just hanging down to the one ditch. That's what it was.
Yeah, and
that's where my car was at. I don't even remember any of that. So as far as I know, my car was stuck in an alley. That's what I remember. I guess you could get with a building and a fence. You can maybe think that's an alley when you're hammer drunk. It's like, yeah, my car's stuck in an alley.
How long ago was this?
This was 10 years ago. So I was 21.
Okay.
So basically what happened is instantly enough, we started, we're like, oh, let's go out, get drunk. And I was like, I'll drive us. I didn't live on the dorms. My buddy lives in the dorms. I lived like off campus somewhere. And
yeah.
I was like, I'll drive you guys to this party. It's like on the edge of campus. And then we'll just all walk back to your dorm. Sounds really smart. And somehow just didn't have, I lost my friends, as tends to happen. Don't remember. I remember being at a frat party, which is probably part of the problem. And
right, that'll add to the
I just remember they're not around. I was like, oh, I don't know what the decision-making process was like, but I was like, I guess I'm by myself, a better drive to his dorm than
it's probably the same with most people's rationalization. Like, wow, I'll just drive.
Yeah, like, it's really cold. Nobody's here. I should probably just drive. So like I said, I remember is being stuck. I remember being my car stuck in an alley, mm-hmm. and I couldn't get out. So I just started walking to my buddy's dorm. And the train tracks where it was actually was, they were like nowhere near. Like, if I like took Google Maps and picked the shittiest way to get to his dorm and then didn't even go that way.
Yeah.
It was just like way out of the way.
So you're like, what the fuck am I doing here?
And so like I left my car and I went and spent the night in his dorm, which is another messed up thing. I wasn't even driving.
Uh-huh.
I got a DUI. Like they never saw me driving. I got a DUI. Like that. I don't know how that worked. I still feel like that's wrong. Like, and the bitch of it is that here's how they found me is because they connected my car, named my car, mm-hmm. and they checked all the dorms to see if I checked in. You had to like check in,
Oh yeah.
And my buddy like wanted to sneak me around this back door but I was in the front and I was freezing. I was like, just fuck, come down here, check me out.
Yeah, just check in.
So
yeah,
like, they
would
never found me.
That.
They never found me if I didn't check in the dorm.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know what I would have done. I guess I would have been like, my car got stolen.
So they found your car on the railroad track and. And then they had to
just
find you.
There.
And you, there was just nobody there.
Person
when,
looking.
So when they found the car, you were nobody was around.
No, the door was open. The keys were in it. It was dinging away.
The radio was
there
on.
There was like a bunch of empty. There was like a bunch of empty pints just from like throughout the year. Not
yeah.
like
not,
yeah, like, not
I just, from
like,
that
not
night.
Not like I had a beverage while I was driving all the time. I just
yeah.
would like put them in there when I was done with them.
Yeah.
And never took them out.
This cup holder is a perfect size for a flask.
Exactly. Is... But I love that it was like behind a dorm because there's like somebody like about some college student about to go to bed or trying to go to sleep looking out the window like, what the fuck is that guy doing?
Yeah.
Is
somebody,
that just a regular car?
Somebody saw your car stuck on this railroad track. It's just hanging off the
side.
They
might even see me driving. I don't know. Because I pieced it together. I think, I'm pretty sure that I like drove on the tracks for a while and then I must have somehow decided maybe I better back up now.
Yeah.
So then I was like,
halfway through you're like,
this is not
man,
the road.
I'm on the railroad tracks right now. Like you were probably doing really good too. Like you were probably right on those railroad
there
tracks.
There was like a foot like of snow on either side of the ditch too. I don't know how I even got. It's a Jimmy, but it was two-wheel drive. I don't know how I even made it up there. It's like a feat.
It's almost like impossible. I don't think I could do that sober. Successfully drive
yeah,
on railroad tracks.
I actually went back. You
went back and tried it again.
I was in that trying it again on a bicycle. No. We were like in that side of town. I don't remember. I had a show like in... Actually, I wasn't even that side of town. I just wanted to drive on the way back home.
Yeah, he's trying to think of an excuse to drive over there.
I was like, let me go
I'm just
going to
go see what...
Place.
See if I can remember any
of
this.
I just look at it, and I'm like, this is a parking lot, and there's like a sign that says, do not enter.
Yeah, and
right
that wasn't
that
there.
Bitch.
It wasn't there until you drove.
Yeah, no, I think
like,
it was,
you're the guy that... You're the reason there's a sign there.
I think it's even worse that there was... I think there was a sign. I'm just like, oh, that sign, that's the sign for going.
Yeah.
Go past this. I missed it. part of it.
Yeah. So when they found you at the dorm,
I found my way back to the dorm, and I'm like, I'm safe now. It's warm, yeah. And I'm like cuddling with this chick. First of all, there's a little side note: is that my friends had this roommate that was like, I don't know if he was slow or what, but they just fucked with him all the time.
Okay.
And they, I forget what it's called when you like douse somebody in flour. Isn't there a name for that?
Oh, flour bomb.
Flour bomb. I don't know.
I don't know. I think that's it, right? It's got to be the same thing. So
yeah. Anyway, they douse this guy in flour.
So they flour bombed him.
So the cops are knocking on the door, and it's not my dorm room. So my buddy answers the door, and they ask for me, and I'm like, what the fuck is, and then all of a sudden this guy comes walking out, flour all over him.
And you're still hammered.
And they're like, what's up with this guy?
And you didn't even know, nobody knows what's happening.
The cops are like, what's
this guy on cocaine or something?
Like, did you guys blow up this fire extinguisher? They're like, it's like, no, it's flour.
Come on. What are we?
We had a baking accident.
What do we look like, assholes?
We're making cookies.
No, man, we threw flour at him. Come on. So you went to college.
So my buddy that was his dorm was like, not that he was like a fuck up, but he had like a few incidents that year where shit happened and he just got in trouble a few times.
He's got a past.
So the cops come to the door. They call my name, but I'm immediately like, okay, what do they want to talk to me about? What Ryan did?
Uh-huh.
Like, what did Ryan do now? they take me like down this hall to this like study room, mm-hmm. and they start giving me a sobriety test, and I'm still like, okay, they want to talk to me about what Ryan did. I'm like halfway mm-hmm. through the sobriety test, I'm like, no, these people are here for me. This is not for Ryan.
yeah, you're just complying with everything, and then you realize, oh shit.
Oh wait, this is not.
God damn it.
Anyway, so yeah, they're giving me the sobriety test, and I guess I don't know why they tell you this, but it's like, you did pretty good except for two of the things, so we'll give you breathalyzer. I'm like, what's okay. Why even just give me the breathalyzer?
Yeah, we both know what's about to happen.
So this is at like 6 in the morning, by the way, and I blew like a .18. I don't even want to know like
what happened when you were in the car.
I slept for like 2 hours. I don't even know. Like,
you've had like 4 hours to sober up, and you're still at .18.
So they bring me out, and one of those, I mean, all cops look like assholes when you're getting arrested, but
they do.
But
they really
he
do.
Was just like 6 foot bald and glass. I don't know. Anyway,
oh, look, this, yeah, it's like, this is the same guy that pulled me over.
Ballard? No, I think that was his name. Actually,
no shit.
No, it's like the same guy. I know him. So got handcuffed. That's the first time that ever happened. Not for pleasure. No, never been handcuffed for any other way. And the cop, by the way, the cop tells me that my car is totaled. He's like, car smacked.
Yeah, wait, he was just like trying to scare you.
Like, to lie to you, and. He like it was stupid. This is why it's my fault that I got a DUI, because I was so drunk that I couldn't like lie or make any excuse. Like he was like, how'd you get here? I was like, I drove.
Yeah. Like, you didn't even wait. You didn't
no
even
hesitation.
You didn't even try to lie.
I'm like, you want
to
know how I got here? Guess how I got here.
Yeah, I was behind
four
the wheel
wheels.
Of the vehicle.
I think.
I took
not anymore.
I took one of those vehicle things.
Yeah, it's like my roommate said that the cops were like, let's just say your friend parked his car in a weird spot.
Uh-huh.
like, how'd you know it was here? It's like, it's where the cops. He's like, it's because like, he checked in the dorm. He's like, yeah.
That's exactly
right. Like, it's a weird spot. They wouldn't tell them like where I parked. They just said it was a weird spot.
Yeah.
So at this point, I don't even know that.
How do you not tell
them? I didn't know
them,
that either.
Like, yeah. A like weird spot. That's so vague.
Yeah, like they didn't tell, the cop didn't tell me either. So I had no idea. Right. The cop's probably thinking, oh, I'm supposed to surprise with this guy. Just going to tell him his car smashed.
I want him to see the pictures.
Keep this night going on. I also got a chipped tooth that night. So I woke up, had a chipped tooth.
How did the chipped tooth happen?
That's a little fuzzy, but I'm pretty sure. Well, it started out early in the year. It started out like I had a little chip. I was drinking a 40, you know, as people do. And my buddy hit my elbow with his arm. So like started that.
This was a weird.
Then I got it patched up.
Weird thing.
But
okay.
I'm pretty certain. I was at this frat house, and I was talking to.
You still go back
I was
to that.
Talking to a woman.
Wherever in that fuzzy gray, the most fucked up things that evening happened in this gray area around the frat.
Either
house.
In the train tracks or in the frat house, the two worst parts. Of it.
Yeah, and you don't
like,
remember
my
those.
My friends were all lost, and I got a chip too. I remember. I'm pretty sure that I got hit in the mouth by a frat guy. Like, and I feel like
that has to be it.
I feel like he had a ring on or something. I think he was. I feel like he was shooing me. Like I have flashes of some guy being like.
Get out of here. What are you doing
here? So I was like talking to this girl, but I don't remember I don't remember anything, but I don't remember. I just remember talking to her. It wasn't like I was like, hey, how you know, like titty honking or anything.
Yeah. You're
like,
just hanging out.
Do? That's weird. People do.
Central Michigan.
I had a friend that just grab asses.
And that guy's allowed in Canada.
My best man. it's true. But Anyway, so I'm pretty sure I hit in the mouth. And okay. So I'm like, I want to see that picture that in the jail. I want to see this chip-toothed guy, like, but I don't know where it is.
Oh, my God.
Mugshot. So they took me in there. They breathalyzed me. They gave me, like, you know, they do, like, the, you know, the travel breathalyzers
right,
on the road.
Pocket.
But then, like, when
basically
I got there.
Basically, the one that they can arrest you on site. And then they give you the one in the station for evidence.
Right? Yeah. So
like, it's
like
the official.
Like the real one. That was the 0.18. I don't really remember.
We'll see 0.18. That's the latest. That's the very last time they breathalyzed you. So that was the very.
So
that was
really
even farther.
That,
that was even farther along. And you're still just like, blasting.
I don't know. That was like four hours later. It was just.
See, so now they think all those empty pints were just from that
like,
night.
He just drank all these tonight.
It's exactly.
So they do that. So they do all that, that whole thing, fingerprint me with like, it was like the electronic fingerprints, if you ever, but so they put me in the, well, they take your shoelaces, you know that.
Mm-hmm. They took my shoes.
Took your shoes?
Yeah, man.
I had an undershirt on, they made me take one of those off. They're like, you can keep one shirt. I was prepared to make this choice. I really like this sweater.
Which one do I, now you're like, which one do I keep?
Yeah, which one looks more fashionable? Which one matches my jeans? No. Yeah, and they give you like a little blankie, which is like.
I didn't get a blanket, man.
A little blankie. Lucky. Isabel County,
you this,
I don't know.
You got all these out there. Nice treatment.
I got a lazy boy, heated toilet. No. So they throw me in there with this blanket with like, I don't know, 15 other guys, and I just grabbed some floor.
Are they all college students too, or are they just a bunch of creeps?
No, there was like one guy who was maybe like a teenager, and then the rest were all way older than I was. And
the rest of them are just like me in 20 years.
They're just like, and they looked really comfortable. They're just like, this is where I live.
Yeah, they're like, you know, this is normal.
Come into my place.
Yeah, you're like this spot's warm still. I warmed it
this
up.
This is where
for
I pee. You can pee there too if you want.
Hey, man. Hey, buddy, that's my toilet.
That's my toilet. You got one though. You got to share.
Yeah.
Same time.
You know, I'm surprised they made you go through all that because I thought the whole reason of going to jail was like, so you can't drive.
Yeah.
So we're going
to
keep you until you can.
I guess they wanted to sober me up. Or I don't know.
Yeah, but it's like you weren't.
I was just going to sober up in my buddy's dorm.
You were asleep. Like you were the safest possible.
I was this close to
you were like,
grabbing a titty, right? Yeah. It was like the quickest switch from like so happy and warm and like near breasts to.
Yeah.
Taking a breathalyzer in a study room.
You're in your least favorite room doing your least favorite thing.
I didn't
thing.
Even get to study for it.
This is the one test I never expected to take in college.
So they're like, I'm in there grabbing some floor, and this is pretty much like probably the shittiest I've ever felt in my life. Like I was like, I'm a piece of shit. That's how I felt. But then like, for the first few hours just sleep, then people start like kind of creeping up. People are moving around, peeing, and like. Then
it's
everybody
morning.
Starts talking to each other, and then I'm just like, not saying a word because I feel like this piece of shit. But as they're talking, I start to feel a little less of a piece of shit.
Right.
Still a piece of shit. But they start to talk to each other, and I'm like, wow. There was quite a cast of characters in there. There was, like I mentioned, there was one kid that was younger. He had to be like only 15. He knew the names of every person that worked there. I was like, this is not good. It's not good for you. It's not going to work out in the end.
Wow. Yeah. That's when you start feeling a little better about yourself.
And then I was like,
you're like, nah, not really.
Like, no, but that helps. That helps. So there was like, that helps their stories. Like there was that guy. Then there was one guy who was like the nicest guy like I'd ever met in my life. Well, maybe that's a little bit pushing it. But he's a nice, really nice guy. He's a really nice guy.
Thanks, Corey.
And he's like, what are you in there for? And I'm like, park my car in a weird spot. I didn't know.
Right. I don't technically know.
And then he's like, oh, yeah. And he's like, he was in there for aggravated assault. You're like so
you're
nice
so nice.
Guy. Like, what's that? So there's aggravated assault. Nice guy who, he's a shit out of people. There's that guy. There was a young kid who's gonna, he's a career criminal already.
Yeah, he's already on to something.
And there was like some guy who was like, I remember he kept saying he was 28, which back then seemed old as shit. But
which now you're like,
now
older,
like older
than that. Right? You're older than what you thought was older than shit, older shit.
So he's telling the story about why he was there. And apparently he tried to steal liquor from Meyer and he had his friends were supposed to be like the getaway. Like, and they just fucking took off. Like, he just like his walked down to Meyer. He walked down to Meyer with all these liquor and just fucking got arrested. Like, you're 28. Could you just buy some fucking liquor?
Like, what's the point in stealing it at that point?
Like,
and your friends ditched
like,
you.
Buy,
they were going to be the getaway car.
Like, at least I'm not that guy. There's a couple other. There was like one guy. He was like, I just got out of here. Like, so, what do you mean? Yesterday? Like, you're here now. What do you mean you just got out of here? So that made me feel a little better about myself. And there was one guy who just like slept the entire time, never moved. He's probably dead.
Yeah, at this point now.
We got a meal. Did you get a meal?
No, man.
I got
there.
A meal.
No, man.
I was there for like...
What the hell you get all this amazing shit from?
I was there for like 6 hours, probably.
I was there for 7 hours. I got in at three. Like, I checked in at three. I checked out, no continental.
But yeah, they gave us a meal. It was like the weirdest fucking random meal. It was like a glass of milk. I was like, fuck you. Yeah. And I was like, I don't want milk right now.
I don't want milk.
Dickhead.
Yeah, nothing says...
And a pork chop. Milk and a pork chop.
Are you kidding me?
And like
a pork chop? At like, what time?
And they're...
This is the afternoon.
It had to be like 10 in the morning or something. Milk, pork chop, and I swear to God, there was a piece of flan.
Some dessert.
I'm like, what the fuck?
It's the weirdest.
I've never had flan in my life, and now I'm having it in jail. Like,
yeah, and you're never going to have it again.
No, probably not.
No.
Now
horrible memory.
Scarred
yeah.
by this flan.
Nothing ruins flan like
being incarcerated.
Prison.
Hey, jail. Right,
jail flan is the worst.
Jail flan.
Nobody likes
prison flan's better. I don't know. Hopefully, never find out.
Yeah, well, I'll let you know what it's like.
So then, and then I remember they like after like I don't know how many hours they gave me a breathalyzer, and they're just like, nope, you're not ready. You can't leave yet.
But you were still reading. You were still showing.
Yeah,
up?
They didn't tell me what it was. They're just like, I'll give you a couple more hours. And like I remember there was like a phone in there, you know. Of course, like they took my phone. I don't know anybody's phone numbers. Like, mm-hmm. Who the fuck knows the numbers like anymore? Even yeah, that, even 10 years ago,
right.
Like, who knows? So I like tried to call my buddy. Like worked at the front desk of our apartment. And I remember that number just because it was like fucking plastered everywhere, like in the front gate and like on this keychain I had. And so I had to like do a collect call, you know, to the front desk of a apartment, just hoping that my buddy would be working and take the call.
Yeah.
Of course, they fucking didn't take it because it's collect call. What the fuck? Guy's not gonna lease anything,
right? Unless he's looking for a place.
I was like, I'm sure I'm shitting. I call my parents, you know.
Right.
Not at this point, like they're 2.5 hours away. What are they gonna do? I'm not gonna make them drive here.
Mm-hmm.
So like a few more hours goes by, and they're like, "All right, you can go now." Okay, mm-hmm. They give me all my shit. I'm like, "Can I call my friends or anything?" It's not like right by campus. It's kind of like a few miles away.
Yeah.
So they're like, "Oh, they're right outside." I was like. Oh, right. I guess they had like come earlier in the day, but they wouldn't let me go.
Okay.
So I think that's when they breathalyzed me, when my friends came or whatever. So the girl, she bailed me out. So,
How much was bail?
$400.
Ah, that's not terrible.
So, I wasn't
especially for a college student.
It was all right. Yeah. I was like, oh, good. I got none of that. So, but actually, I got overall, though, I think it cost me like $3,000 altogether, but which like compared to now, I think is like really good. Isn't there like a super DUI right now?
It's like it's called that. Super drunk.
That's
if you blow 0.17.
That's what mine would be.
If you blow high of 0.17 or higher, you blew 0.18 after like 7 hours.
I would have been a super. I don't even know what it would have been.
No, you would have been fucked.
Nah, I'm glad they don't have that.
That law is like. I love how they call it super drunk. You are super drunk.
Could you make it sound less awesome, please?
It sounds so cool.
Like something to shoot for.
I am super drunk.
Are you drunk or super drunk?
Yeah, I was super drunk, bro.
Super drunk. I was drunk with the ability to stop crying.
Yeah. Super drunk.
The new superhero.
Yeah.
So yeah, I'm just saying things. I come out and it's my buddy Ryan and her, and they're never felt like happier to see two people. Thank God. Thank God.
Yeah.
We had to go find my car, which was like fucking maze. They were like,
did they impound
they towed it? Yeah, they impounded it. We had to go.
Well, hey, at least you don't have to worry about getting out the railroad tracks point.
I'm surprised they
did
let
that
somebody
for you.
Smash it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that's actually,
Well, you know what I mean? Like, that's
the bright side.
Yeah,
that'd have been hard to do.
God, yeah. I was going to say, that would have been way more work. And then you have the stress of beating. Like,
so you got to push all the gas. Like, that's all. But so I don't even know. But first of all, they were like, we went and got Mexican food. First of all, I was like, I'm starving. I had some flan.
Have flan pork chop.
I didn't like it very much. It was like the best meal I've ever ate in my life, though, this Mexican food. This is amazing.
You were in jail for like 7 hours, and you're just like oh my God,
it.
A real meal.
Would never make it.
Yeah.
Anyway, so I think it took a half hour to get there. I don't know if it was just because country roads, or we just could not find this place. So we get out there, and mind you, I still don't know. I think my car smashed. I don't know that it was on the train tracks. No idea.
Right. You just don't know where you left your car.
So, so we get to this towing place, and I'm like, yeah, I would pick up my car. It's Blue Jimmy. The guy goes, oh, the car was on the tracks? It's like this fucking, like, he's like this 5 foot, like, greasy guy, like, what you think, like, Danny DeVito looking guy, like,
yeah. He's just a stereotypical grease beat. Ball.
Yeah, exactly. So that part was stereotypical. Not the jail, but that guy was, the tone guy was. But yeah, he's like, you're on the tracks? I'm like, like, it's just a common thing that, that's something that they've, something they've been joking about for years. I'm like, you're on the tracks, right? Okay. I'm like, me and my boy, I'm like, what?
Yeah,
what do you mean?
What tracks?
What tracks? He's like, oh, it's on the train track. What are you talking about? He's like, get out of, he gets that map out and shows us like where it was. He's like, this is right about here. I'm like, oh, okay. So then I'm like, fucking, I'm like, okay, oh god, like my car got hit by a train. I'm like, that's what happened.
Right, you just expected to see this twisted thing of metal.
Of course, though, I bet, though, if that's what happened, they wouldn't just give you the key. They'd probably be like,
they would have, no, they would have charged you and then given you the keys.
So I'm like dreading what my car's gonna look like, and I get out there and it's fine. It's just fine.
Thank god.
But then I go to start, it doesn't start. So that was just, that's when I realized that I just left the keys in the car with the ignition turned forward. And like the door open. The door was open too, they said.
It was open, the car was running.
Somebody was inviting.
And nobody tried to steal it.
Yeah. Like, look at that hot car on this track.
Yeah. I know if I'm gonna steal a car, it's gonna be one that's stuck on railroad tracks.
Exactly. It's the easiest way.
Yeah. Man, the keys are in here.
Yeah.
You know, could not have made this easier.
Empty pints too. I bet if we, you know, try to get a drop out of each one, we can get a quarter pint.
Yeah, let's put it all into one. Consolidate.
So yeah, then my car was fine. But you said jump it. You know, there's the aftermath. You know, hire a lawyer and all that bullshit.
Right.
But my parents were like actually really cool about when I finally told them. They were.
Did they know you left the car on the tracks?
Yeah. They probably laughed. My dad probably laughed. I can't remember. But it was just like they were more like worried than like, you know, actually mad at me.
Yeah.
You know, they're just like,
well, thank God you're okay.
Yeah. Yeah. I was like, actually, there was absolutely no chance of anything happening to me because I was.
Yeah, I was actually the safest I could be. Yeah, I walked away.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Don't worry. You know, any other drunk guy would have just sat in the car and fallen asleep. Maybe died.
Maybe died.
Yeah, but no, I was responsible.
I knew it was.
I got out of the car.
I remember trying to push it. I do remember that. I remember flashes.
Yeah.
I remember trying to push it, and it's like two ditches, but somehow in my brain, that was an alley, a flat ground alley.
You're just like, yeah, I got
and
this.
And I'm like, get out. Just, oh, fuck.
I bet you if you just put it in neutral, probably all you were doing wrong.
If I would have kept going straight, there's a road I would hit. Then I probably would hit something.
Shit's crazy. That's all for this week. If you enjoyed the show, please go to onecrazystory.podbean.com and catch up on all the episodes you may have missed, or you can find us on iTunes and Stitcher Radio as well. If you like Corey, go to twitter.com/comiccoreydl and follow him there, or you can follow the show on Twitter @onecrazystory. Thanks for listening. Hope you enjoyed it.